NATI Certified Interpreter Test, English Auslan. Simultaneous monologue task, English into Auslan. This recording contains three parts: the task instructions, the interpreting brief, and the monologue task. Task instructions. The monologue is a 5-minute recording in English. The monologue will be played once with no pauses. You cannot request a repetition of any part of the monologue. You must interpret this monologue into Auslan using the simultaneous mode. This means starting to interpret as soon as possible and continuing for the duration of the monologue. In reality, you would be standing beside the speaker at the front of the room. However, as this is a test situation and a pre-recorded speech, you will deliver the speech standing in the test room and will be positioned in front of the screen displaying the presenter's monologue. The following interpreting brief provides the context for the monologue. Interpreting brief. The following speech is part of a university graduation ceremony at Templeton University. The speech is being delivered by Dr. Montague, who completed his bachelor's degree at the university several years ago. His speech celebrates the achievements of graduates and reflects on the importance of education and the impact of research conducted within universities. You are interpreting for a mixed audience of 4 deaf people, 2 sets of parents, who are attending to see their hearing children graduate. 2 of the parents were raised as the only deaf members of a hearing family. They completed their secondary education to year 10 in a mainstream setting and have a moderate level of English literacy. The other 2 parents were raised in a deaf family, with Auslan as their first language. They have both completed university studies and have a high level of English literacy. The monologue task begins now. Ladies, gentlemen, and graduating students, it's a great pleasure to be part of this graduation ceremony to celebrate the successful completion of your program of study. I fondly recall my time here at Templeton, where I gained my bachelor's degree in engineering in 1986. I'm pleased to see a significant number of alumni in the audience today. A special welcome and congratulations to Professor Mitchell, who was awarded the University Teaching Medal in recognition of her contribution to academic excellence. There is always an air of excitement at graduation about you, our graduating students. The university community and your families are very proud today of your achievements. Our presence here is testament to each person's perseverance and strength of character. Today, all of the self-doubt, confusion, frustration, financial investment, study, and sleep deprivation pays off. To all the family and friends here today, congratulations. Whether you played the role of moral supporter, financer, or shoulder to cry on, you've played a role in getting your loved ones here, and you all should feel very proud. Today, you students receive official recognition for your dedication towards your further education. Each and every one of you graduating today has had to juggle, sacrifice, and compromise in order to succeed. And each of you will take something valuable from your time at university. The aim of this university is to provide excellence in education, to prepare students to enter into their chosen fields confident and well prepared for the world of work. All universities are absolutely critical to Australia's success. They develop some of the world's leading research. Research that helps to save lives. Research that protects our environment. Research that helps to feed us and millions of people around the world. Universities make a huge contribution to the Australian economy. Not just in skilling future workforce, but in the contribution to the international education sector and the $22 billion worth of income that stimulates. Success in your university education is not only the ability to score high marks or to be able to use academic jargon confidently. Success includes the ability to adapt, evolve, and to cope with the ever-changing world, to be able to solve problems alone as well as with others, and to be well-equipped for future challenges. Success means the maximum development of your intellectual capacities and skills in service to humanity. Before you dive into your career, take the time to reflect upon the experiences you've had here and how you are equipped to do your part in being a force for positive change and growth in the world. I would like to wish each graduate in this room good luck for the years ahead, and to remind you all that despite the challenges you will all face, you haven't made it this far by accident. You have each earned your place in your chosen field. Go out into the world and be exemplary, active, creative, curious, honest and eager to learn more from others. My sincere hope is that you will go forth with the belief that what you've learned here can lead you anywhere, and that whatever you do and wherever you go, you will use your skills to change the future. All that remains is for me to say in the words of Albert Einstein, learn from yesterday, live for today, hope for tomorrow. The important thing is not to stop questioning. End of task.